You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. The holiday season is a time for rejoicing and celebration for many people. But for some, this time of year brings the holiday blues. University of Michigan expert Luz Bergio says this is prevalent among the elderly, who worry about health problems or not seeing family members as often as they like.
As it pertains to the elderly, what happens is that they've had enough losses by the time they reach, let's say, 65. Friends have died, spouses have died, they're living in another building, just the various and sundry losses that one experiences naturally across life. They can start perseverating on these losses more frequently during holiday times because family is more likely to be around and that elicits memories. You miss a loved one more during the holiday season. It's even worse with elders who live by themselves, which is a phenomenon that is happening more frequently because children grow up and they leave town much more than during previous times.
Bergio said the holiday blues can trigger clinical depression as the elderly remember activities they once were able to do.
What a lot of folks are not aware of is that depression is very prevalent in elders. In the 65 and older group, it's estimated that 1 in 6 suffer from clinical depression. Out of all age groups, regardless of gender, regardless of whatever other factor, the 85 and above, what we call the oldest old, is the chronological group, suffers the highest degree of depression. And it sort of makes sense. By the time they're 85, they have suffered more losses. The number of illnesses are increasing. The amount of impairment due to these illnesses increases. They can't get around as much as they used to. And that all sort of combines in a way that trigger a true clinical depression.
Friends and relatives should watch for several symptoms involving elderly depression.
There's a number of behaviors that one should track and look closely for to detect depression, again, particularly around the holidays. And they include such things as if the elder starts spending more time in isolation, a loss of appetite, sleep disturbances, things that weren't there before. And they can cue you into the possibility that there is a depression going on. Also in elders, if an elder suddenly becomes more confused, it can look like the beginning of dementia, but sometimes depression manifests as a cognitive impairment, as a sort of cloudiness. You know, one way to diagnose that is to diagnose an antidepressant and see if their cognition gets better.
Luz Bergio is a professor in the School of Social Work and a researcher at the Institute of Gerontology. He has done extensive research in applied gerontology, focusing on developing interventions for behavior complications of dementia among those living in nursing homes.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.